Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, campfire singing plus Coke in the boat. Coming up in just a few minutes.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, good. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob Tom is Rick.
Hi, Rick. How are you?
You guys have a weird show there a little bit today?
Yeah. How did you wake up, Rick?
It sounds way weird on this end a little bit.
Okay, good. Good.
I'll forget how this bit goes a little bit. Okay.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We got to hear Pat sing one of my new favorite songs of his, Coke in the Boat.
Oh, Coke in the Boat.
Coke in the Boat.
That's a fun one.
Coke in the Boat.
But I got to tell you, Pat, I like that, but I love the Hialeah's tribute.
Yes.
It's so summer campy.
Sing along.
Can we do it again?
You certainly can, mister.
You know what I was listening to this morning?
What?
The Blackbirds, man. Remember them? Walking in Rhythm?
Oh, that's a good song.
Oh, yeah.
Great song.
Very good song.
Moving in song.
And there, no, it's nothing like this.
But the background in this is a, this keeps happening, and we all have differing views on what to do if it happens. If you're out in a boat somewhere between Cuba, the Bahamas, and Florida, they keep finding big floating bales of cocaine.
And Mexico.
Because I just loved singing by the, campfire at camp. Willie would have his guitar out and have some great memories.
What are you talking about?
Up in Harper Springs, we'd be at Lucia's house. And
yeah, we would all hang out. You weren't. You were singing with us. What are you talking about?
No, I was probably doing the dishes. But
you're doing the dishes in safety goggles.
You know, you and Pat are singing. My mom loved
me
that.
Me and Sam were running around sneaking beers. What are you talking about?
Wait a minute. Willie's the guy at the campfire with the guitar.
Oh, yeah. I'm very good. I had the best teacher in the world, Patty G. Showed me the ropes, man.
Oh, I remember we were up fun. At we rented Lucia's house, and we were up in.
Who's Lucia's?
What's the difference?
Lucia. It's my dad's old friend from when he was growing up.
Oh, yeah, okay, Lucia.
And Pat was with us, and they had the guitars out. We
sang
were all
for your mom.
Singing. My mom was crying. It was so beautiful.
There's a great picture. It's a terrible. I love the picture, but I was going through my little rebellious phase. So it's sixth grade.
Long hair?
I'm next to my beautiful grandma, and she's so sweet. I've got long hair. I've got a black wristband with metal studs on it.
Yeah.
I'm wearing another wristband with Bart Simpson pissing on something.
I'll take a picture with you, Grandma, but you can tell I'm extreme.
Oh, my goodness. That was cool.
Charlie, damn right.
Charlie probably had a blow me a kiss t-shirt on with a kiss part in a different shade of.
That was a good song, but that wasn't Coke
That wasn't no, Coke in the Boat.
That's what Tom asked for, the sing-along Hialeah.
You could do Coke in the Boat.
I'd be glad to.
It's the same. It's the same. The news story keeps coming around.
Yeah, Coke in the Boat.
So it can't be that hard to do.
You don't think you don't? Because these people in the story, they hauled the Coke in the Boat and took it into shore.
Uh-huh.
Coke in the Boat.
So your thought is, Josh, that if you do that, whoever's Coke it was is going to track you down.
Yeah. I'm not going to swing from a Mexico City bridge because I ratted out whoever left the Coke there.
Talk about a deterrent, huh?
Yeah.
Woo! So we'd like to know where you got the cocaine. Yes, we'd like to know where you got the cocaine. It's Coke in the Boat. Coke in the Boat, baby. Coke in the Boat. We'll look the boat over. Coke in the Boat. Coke in the Boat, baby. Coast Guard's watching you, when will you learn? Drug boats drag a little in the stern. Oh, tourists found a stash in the Keys. Border Patrol makes these waters drug-free. There's Coke in the hull, so please explain. And bald eagles on the packages of cocaine. So we'd like to know where you got the cocaine. So we'd like to know where you're taking the cocaine. There's Coke in the Boat, Coke in the Boat, baby. Coke in the Boat, hand the boat over. Coke in the Boat, $1 million, maybe. Coke in the Boat. Coke in the Boat.
Yeah. Right. Really good.
Who does rock the boat?
The Hughes Corporation.
Ah. Isn't it H-U-E-S?
Yes.
Man, it's a good song.
Yeah, like colors, like a hue.
Right, that is.
That was a special time and a special song. That was just, wouldn't have been a hit any other time.
Yeah, it was really of its time.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's so many great one-hit wonders out there.
Ah, man, that's not good.
That was a big dance hit.
You don't like Rock the Boat?
Rock the Boat, baby.
That whole early 70s.
Don't tip the boat over. He wants you to rock it, but don't tip the boat over.
With the exception of Pete Frampton, there wasn't much.
There's a lot of great music.
Yeah, well.
Oh, is that what they call them, the Florida Keys?
Oh, that's a good point.
Oh, yeah.
Are we getting into rhythm here?
Walking in rhythm.
Oh, yeah.
Moving in sound.
Oh, this is no good.
You don't like this?
This is as generic and silly.
Time to move on.
You know what?
Oh, no.
I respect your opinion, but I love this.
This is like somebody wrote a jingle for a department store.
And we're at Higbee's.
Yes.
Buying a toaster.
You know, made it on the radio.
Oh, it's a great song.
That had to have been the height of the Coke days for you radio people. There's no excuse to play that.
I walked on the street in a denim jacket listening to that thing. I like that.
Oh, I would throw a half full soda at you if I drove by.
But see, don't you wish they had those
I did need my Coke.
You got Pib Extra on my denim jacket, man.
Remember the old Time Life collections they do with the theme collections?
Yes.
Walking songs. Oh, there's so many good ones.
Walking in Rhythm, Walking in Memphis,
Walking in Memphis. What a great song.
Walk Like a Man. Remember Walking in the Sand?
Oh, that's a good one. Walk Like an Egyptian?
No. Yeah.
Yep. Walk Like a Man.
I hate that song.
Why?
I despise this.
You're forgetting the song Walk by Pantera.
Not familiar with that song.
Oh, you better be.
What, does it go like this?
A little bit. No, it's just re.
Isn't there like Walk of Love? Or, what is that?
Walk of Life.
Walk of Life, Dire Straits?
That's wonderful.
That's a good song. Yeah.
There's Rock of Love with Brett Michaels. Is that what you're thinking of?
The theme is walking out. I don't know what you got against this, but it's the Blackbirds featuring Donald Byrd.
Oh,
damn, is that
a BYRD?
BYRD, that's right.
You know, coming up, we have the bird in the news.
And what I mean,
the middle finger.
Garbage.
Yeah, John, the department store thing ruined it for me.
Yeah,
you
me
nailed
too.
It.
Now that's what
it's,
I mean.
I hate that you ruined it for me.
Oh,
I
love
it.
You know, Josh, ironically, right in the middle of it, there's that bung.
That is a very...
Remember those codes they used to have at the department stores?
That's so insane.
I've always wanted to know what those meant. Do they still do that?
No, each associate has a code.
Really?
And if you hear your code, they...
Is that what that is?
You're you have to go to the office.
There's a blanket code that it's like shoplifter or places on fire or...
Are they still doing that?
Yeah.
Well, that, they've not the tones that he's talking about.
No, of course
that's
not.
That's like old... That's like Miracle on 34th Street.
That's like when they had the floor walk.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way,
can I help you? Yes, that guy.
I think Jason was the one with me. Jason, were we just in an elevator that had an elevator operator? Was that you and me at the...
I bet you it was the Motor Speedway. You and Noah, maybe?
And they also have it at the field house.
Is this where you were at traveling the swimming pool, back right? in time?
Yes.
Yeah. I was just somewhere. I got in. There was an elevator operator. Well,
they do have them at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway if you're going up to the suites, and they have them at the field house, Bankers
Third
floor, house
ladies,
in
delegates.
Mm. It was just weird.
Yeah.
I had it at a gig recently, too, Richmond, Indiana.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
See?
Elevator operator?
Yep.
Yeah.
My dad
building.
Told me this place would take care of me from cradle to grave.
So what's the worst gig, elevator operator or the guy that drives the rental car bus that has to just loop all day at the airport?
Those guys are both living in luxury relative to the bathroom attendant.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah.
Well, he has a lot more perfume, but less luxurious.
Yeah. I mean,
bathroom attendant.
Not mean? A lot of stress if you're just driving a bus at Disney World or
that's
at the.
Got to keep the wheels out of the ditches.
You ever been happy to see a bathroom attendant? Of course not.
No,
never.
Nobody wants them in there. They don't want to be there.
Well, you know who is happy to see the bathroom attendant? Tom the Nut. That's
no.
Why
I don't want anybody
are there
in there.
Bathroom
hey,
attendants?
Buddy, what's going on?
Is there something because they're at strip clubs often? Do guys have the mentality like, hey, if I smell right, she'll love me? You know, that's why I go to the bathroom.
Do they have
attendants.
Them at strip clubs?
Almost always.
Yeah.
Really?
Probably is it to prevent?
It's to prevent somebody from going in there doing,
you know, the old...
There was one I loved, though, at a strip club in East St. Louis because he made and sold his own barbecue sauce.
No.
Yes.
Bathroom.
And so you would go,
right
go
there
in there.
The restaurant.
And he had jarred barbecue sauce that you could buy right there.
Please tell me that there was part of the title of it was number two.
It was awesome.
The guy in the suit is taking your ID. I'm just here for the sauce today, actually.
That side hustle probably made him hundreds of dollars a night.
Was it good
for him?
And
great.
Is it legal?
I don't know, but I still crave it to this day.
Didn't the ladies get mad?
all the guys
my
are spending
money
on sauce.
You're just here for the sauce.
I'll get you some Jack's barbecue sauce from Nashville.
I'm sure it was all cash, right?
Yeah, and it was fantastic.
Well,
because the thing he had also going for him was they sold barbecue outside.
Oh.
So you could take his sauce and put it on the barbecue outside if you wanted to, but...
Well,
we just took it home.
But then on tape to the bottom of the bottle was an ounce of cocaine.
Maybe for some.
Right.
But in the era. I never checked the bottom of the bottle. I probably threw away $10,000.
I bet you did.
In the era of spouses sharing locations, that's got to be great for fellas. You can just tell your gal, I was just buying some sauce.
You better come home with a bottle of barbecue sauce.
That's interesting because you left with $400 in 20s. Now you've got none.
And a jar of barbecue sauce.
This is very good sauce.
Why is there glitter on your face, honey?
That is so funny.
Yeah,
put
it was
the
great.
Coke in the bottle. The coke in the bottle.
I wonder what that guy's doing. If he's still there, or man,
I love guys like that.
Yeah, I know.
Remember, you know my story about Eddie Sincere.
Man, I love Eddie Sincere.
When I worked at the Holiday Inn, and
he had a side hustle.
His side hustle was, I believe, the word is pimping.
Yeah,
I was a naive 16-year-old, and when the guy said, "I'd like a lady," we don't have that service, sir. Last time I was here, the guy got me a woman. Oh, what did he look like?
Got me a woman.
He described it. Said, that's Eddie Sincere. I'll tell him. I'll leave him a note.
Man, that guy's great.
How did you exist in the same building as Eddie Sincere?
Yeah.
a chick will tell you, I had to wear a red, it's like a sports jacket, but it's cut off at the waist.
Oh, the Eisenhower ejaculate. Yeah.
It was cut off. Because when you work at the Holiday Inn, they'd know that you work there.
Yeah.
You wear a little cap, the little monkey
No, there
hat.
Was no cap, just the little jacket, and you had to wear...
White pants?
No, black you just pants? Had to wear khaki pants.
Oh.
Okay.
I remember I just turned 16, and my brother lended me his car because he was going to Europe for the summer, and I, among other things, I drove it into a 2.5-foot-deep puddle, and I got about... I don't know, halfway through before the car stopped.
Oh. What kind of car was it?
It's an Impala, nice car. You just can't drive them through. There was a huge rainstorm. But
so were you the guy who helped people take suitcases to their rooms and then they would tip you?
Yeah.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, and then sometimes I would park cars.
Oh, wow.
One time a guy drove up in an Austin Healey that I didn't really know how to drive a stick at that point. just about wrecked it for him, but I've since learned.
I had a guy work with me in Welch, West Virginia. His name was Earl Rogers. He did evenings, and he would promote his own concerts. He wouldn't tell anybody at the station. He'd run his own commercials while he was on the air. He was Saturday night, and he had Major Harris come in to the Welch Armory, and he had the same thing. Gigantic show.
Our signal at night down in DeLand didn't reach the manager's house.
Yeah.
So this guy Lance would do his own shows at the Armory all the time. His side hustle. He made more money than anybody in that building. Yep.
Chick, we don't need to get into specifics, but you remember we did an appearance where the guy made his own T-shirts for the appearance and didn't tell the radio station or us and sold them at quite a price.
Yes.
And we were unaware until afterwards.
Moved many, many of them.
Yes.
Yes.
We were part of some awful scheme.
Now, Chick, you had the Chick McGee vodka.
Yes.
Is it time for the Josh Arnold barbecue sauce?
I don't know that I can make it.
I can find you a good barbecue sauce.
Yeah, I know.
I know a guy, but then we just put new. You could have a label company make you Josh Arnold labels.
Open pit or something.
He's just going to name it something really mean, Josh.
Yes,
it's going to be some insulting name that he's going to try to make.
Josh Arnold's whore lube. when he's not cranking one off, he's eating ribs. So.
Too fat to eat.
No, I'd be much more clever. It'd be something like Jack and Nara. Now, Willie, when you do your shows, your merch is pretty cool.
I sell lighters and rolling papers. I got to re-up, though.
No. Yeah. But they're not for marijuana.
They're not. They're the not-for-weed lighters.
In your experience, is anyone selling something like barbecue sauce? Any of the comedians?
Dave Yates sells hot sauce. Dave Yates out of L.A.
Yeah, Bob Biggerstaff sells hot sauce.
Mm-hmm.
No kidding.
Yeah, he's sent many bottles a year.
Why did you say his name?
He is like beer. Beetlejuice. Yes, He'll show up.
Oh, God, he's going to call.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys, how are you?
You want more sauce?
I know, I'm irritated. I heard you talking about it.
I love Bob.
People are getting really smart. Lisa Traeger sells those see-through purses that all women need, but none of them have. People have really smart merch nowadays. Stuff that people really want to buy at the end of the show.
Well, someone please send us an email giving Willie a new idea or Josh a new idea for merch.
No, don't. I'm asking you not to. So, Tom, I'm fine with Tom asking you to, but just know that I, Josh Arnold, your favorite, is asking you not.
Your favorite.
You mean the creator of horbecue sauce is not
Josh
going
Jack sauce? Yeah. I might be in now.
Horbecue. And what would go better with horbecue sauce than Chick's vodka? We can bring it back, Tom. Let's bring it back.
I think you'd probably sell quite a bit.
I'll give you a penny of every bottle.
Probably. I don't want to have to go through the taste testing and go, okay, yeah, I like
You're
this
You're not going to have anything to do with that's it. Right. I'll have a guy take care of
it. Well, that's even worse.
You need a label and...
put your name on something you don't even endorse.
Yeah.
And then the lugging. You have to lug sauce around. Going back to your car because you thought you were going to sell 50 bottles. You have 30 bottles of sauce you have to drive home.
Well, this says Sweet Baby Ray's. Just keep moving.
Finding out I have to recall everything I sold. Because Clyde at the warehouse didn't wear a hairnet that day. I'm not messing with any of it.
Clyde, they tell me there are bits
Clyde
of glass.
Clyde shaved his head. Those are probably pubes.
That's so funny, dude.
Bits of glass in the sauce, Clyde.
Yeah.
You can't have it.
Not messing with shipping bottles.
He's slinging koozies over there, right? You sell the koozies?
I'm out.
Okay, well, we'll see.
I'm working on some things, don't you?
That's a great idea.
I'm a man who can make my own decisions.
Uh-huh, not anymore.
I got an idea. I got an idea. Tie it into one of your bits.
Yeah. Okay.
So how about...
half-fat barbecue sauce.
No, I'm thinking, how about XL condoms?
XL condoms?
Yeah. With Magnum sauce.
That sounds so gross.
So gross. It tastes
who is doing this song?
I can get behind this.
I'll tell you when we come back.
I like that.
Is it a detective theme?
No, it's not a detective theme.
Oh, and it's not a theme for a department store.
You'll be shocked to find out this is Andy Williams.
I would be.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.